Where's the beer, Tom?
What?
The beer. Where's the beer?
I thought you were getting the beer.
You what? No beer? You idiot, Tom. You total idiot. That was your job, you complete moron. You cretin. That's what you are. A total and utter cretin.
It was a joke, Rob. I was joking. It was a Christmas joke.
Oh. I see.
Of course I got the beer. It's from Beer 52. I got 8 specially themed beers, and there are snacks and even an award-winning magazine for just £5.95 postage. I researched it all online. All I had to do was go to beer52.com/peep.
That sounds like a lovely case of beers. I'm sorry I flew off the handle a bit.
That wasn't very Christmassy.
No, it wasn't. I apologise. So if I wanted to get my own free case of beer, how would I go about doing that?
Well, to get your first free case of beers, simply head to beer52.com/peep. You'll get 8 specially themed beers, a couple of snacks, and that award-winning magazine. All you need to do is pay the £5.95 for postage.
Brilliant. Cheers.
Hi everyone, before we get started with today's episode, we just wanted to thank our lovely patrons. We didn't get the chance to do that when we were recording this episode with Doug and Liam, so I wanted to do it now at the top of the episode, especially as we have several new joiners for this week. So, from the beginning, we have Darren Friedrichs, Robert Horvath, Dave Pink, Mike Kavanagh, Trisha Atienza, Laurie Johnson, Daniel Thompson, Andrew Mason, Doug Simpson, who you're going to hear from very shortly, Alex Watson, Joel Johansson-Byberg, John Fraser, Michael Collins, Jessica Isler, and don't forget her husband Joel, Tim Chamberlain, Jonathan Gardner, Stuart Hill, John Barker, Dee Bizzle, Sarah McDaniel, Steve Morano, Benjamin Price, Eleanor Wall, Simon Darlington, Nick Howard, Jason Martin, Justin Denlevy, Stephen Darinset, Isla Skokowska, Vijay Bal, David Butler, Eric Lenz, Adam Dawn, Rob Craik, Rory Robinson, Caroline Murray, Sean Ronan-Smith, Joe Sims, Jamie from Up and Running, Drew Allen, Brandon Jackson, Rakeem Patel, Bence Bartow, Hannah Ostrov, Edgardo Martinez, Stuart Hancocks, Steve Maunder, Ian Webb, Andrew Kennedy, and then our newest 3 patrons, welcome to the Patreon, welcome to the show, Mark Capavani, Ewan Taylor, and Miller Bay Industries. So thank you very much, and let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome to podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs, a podcast all about discussing and reviewing the British sitcom Peep Show. My name's Tom Harrison and I'm joined, as always, by Rob Graham.
Hello.
But this week also by the wonderful Doug.
Hello there.
And the lovely Liam.
Good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon, depending when you're listening to it, really. Could be any time of the day.
But very true, very true. So, as you can probably guess by the episode title then, we are going to be doing a sort of ultimate Peep Show quiz. We've done a quiz sort of before, but this is going to hopefully be bigger and better than any we've done previously. So, shall we hand over to you, Doug, as you wrote this quiz. Liam is very kindly going to play Quiz Master, as you may have seen if you are a fan of the Dobby Club quizzes. So, Doug, do you want to run us through kind of how this is all going to work?
Yeah, I'll go for it. So, once again, it's Rob versus Tom. I can't remember the result last time. They probably can, but that's in the past now. So we're going to move on. They're not a team tonight. They are facing up against each other. And Liam is going to host, as he always does, in our Dobby Club quizzes. So it's kind of like a chance for everyone to have a listen in. I'm well aware we've got some Peep Show quizzes next month. I think we've got 3. None of the questions you listeners are going to hear tonight will be in any of those quizzes. So don't, you know, no skullduggery there. How it works is very simple. I've written 60 questions. We're going to get 30 read out. They've all got a number, and this is the fun bit. Tom and Rob have to choose the numbers. It's completely random category-wise, It's completely random series-wise. They're going to choose 15 questions each, and it's number wang, if you like. That's what we're going for. So it's really down to luck this time. There's some really easy ones. There's some absolutely savage ones. So literally best of luck, guys. Liam.
Yeah, I've seen the questions.
I feel like I need to avenge my my defeat. Like, Tom beat me in the last one. And I'm trying to remember, did we do our last quiz before or after we then went and won the Dobby Club quiz? I think we did it before, didn't we?
It was before, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I think it was like the week hardcore before. Revision. Because we kind of used it as like practice.
Yeah. Mock exams, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My predicted grades would not have been too good following that quiz. I'm pleasantly surprised with how well we did. But all right, so we're not picking our 15 numbers in one go. We're presumably we're picking them out.
Yeah, you take it in turns. So yeah. Should we toss a coin, see who goes first?
So who wants to call it?
I'll call.
Come on, Rob.
Heads, obviously.
It is heads. I'm going to show. There it is. It is heads. There we go.
I'm waiting for Tom to say best of three.
Don't know if you want the coin.
Five? No, the coin has spoken.
Nope, the coin's spoken. Okay, I'll play first.
Okay, so Rob, pick a number between 1 and 60.
Let's go 42.
42, okay. Bear with. Okay, 42. I'm going to tick them off as I go along as well. Okay, so this is the first question. What is the first gift that Jeremy retrieves from his stocking?
Oh, fire lighters?
Is the correct answer.
Oh,
yes.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that.
I feel like I want to keep score here myself. So let me just find a bit of paper I can do that on.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have got that, because the other was he gets the kitchen tongs is the big one, isn't it?
I was deliberating between the two.
Yeah.
In case we ever get a barbecue out on the thing, you know.
Yeah.
See, I've watched it.
There you go. Do you want to swap places, Liam?
Not for all the tea in China.
We probably should point out at this point that the original plan for this quiz was for it to be me and Tom versus Liam, which
versus me. Yeah. I've lost a lot of sleep in the last couple of weeks with the prospect of that. So when you'll notice that you sent me a message last night, Doug, you'll notice it was 5:30 a.m. Yeah. So I was awake at 5:30.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this expecting Liam to take
I thought it was a lose-lose situation, because if it was like, you know, if you guys won, then Liam, you'd have been like, oh, well, they run a bloody podcast. And if you win, we write and host quizzes together all the time, Liam. So how do we spin it? Where we put all the pressure back on Tom and Rob. That's how we do it, unfortunately. But Rob's off to a good start. That was that was probably one of the trickier ones.
Okay, Tom, pick a number.
So let's start lucky number 7.
Number 7. Okay, this is number 7. In Mark's last spoken line of series 8. This is the sort of questions in this quiz, by the way, all right? In Mark's last spoken line in Series 8, he states he will kill Jeremy for electrocuting him, for trying to steal Dobby, and what else?
Oh, my God. I already forgot. What was it? What were the first two things?
Okay, so he'll kill him for electrocuting him, trying to steal Dobby, and what else?
Oh, no. I know this isn't going to be right, but it's the only thing I've kind of really got is the incident on the train and like having to pay for his... Oh, no, he doesn't have to do that in the end, does he? I'm going to have to pass, which is really disappointing for a first question.
Okay, are we throwing over? Are we throwing over if
I wasn't planning
passes?
To. Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
Although Rob doesn't look full of confidence that he knows his... Yeah.
I'll take a pun. Is it just ruining his
life? No, it's not. It's destroying his fucking pie.
Oh, do you know what? That was my first thought. And I was like, no, it's not the pie.
Always go with first thought. Always go.
Oh, man.
Unlucky start.
Okay, right. So it's 1-0 so far. We're going back to Rob. Pick a number.
I'll go with number... I'm going to go at the top end. I'll go 56.
56. Okay, we tick it off. Okay, in Series 7, Superhand's latest attempt to go sober, he says he's gone mental for what food?
Olives.
Is the correct answer. Two for two.
Dear me.
See, I'm not a complete savage.
Yeah, there are some easier ones in there.
I figured that by the time we got to the higher numbers, that Doug might have started wane a little bit with the questions.
Yeah.
I wondered that.
Look at the last page and see if I can confirm that for you.
Either that, or he's had to scrape the barrel and is like, it's super niche. It kind of goes really obscure.
I think it's a bit of both, but also I was trying to dot them here, there, and everywhere so that the series is, you know, in no particular order as well. So you might be on the money. I can't actually remember. Liam's got the questions. They're somewhere on my laptop. But I'm kind of enjoying it because I've written some of these. I'm wondering if I'll have forgotten them. Maybe you could phone me as a friend and I won't know either. That'd be great.
Okay, so where are we? So, Tom, we're back to you. Would you like to pick a number?
Okay, let's start with number one. Why not? Let's see what, you know, ran through Doug's mind, first of all.
You may regret this. On what date did the penultimate episode of Peep Show, which was Kid Cave, air on Channel 4?
Oh!
You do the math.
Yeah, right. So it's 2015. I know that much. I'm going to say November. I'm fairly confident on that. And then I'll shoot straight down the middle and say the 15th.
Is incorrect, I'm afraid. Shall I just tell you the answer?
Yeah, was I a million miles away?
You weren't a million miles away. It's December 2015, obviously correct. The 9th of December 2015.
Oh, so 3 or 4 weeks out.
You knew it was dark outside at about 4 o'clock. That's what you knew. So, okay, Rob. If your winning streak continues here.
38.
It's another Superhands question. What does Hands get addicted to in the episode Jeremy Makes It?
Crack cocaine.
Is the correct answer. 3 for 3.
Big gap opening up here.
Very boorish.
I'm keeping a tab of our scores, and yours is looking very empty, Tom.
I've got a little tally on my quiz sheet. So, Tom, let's change that now. Let's get you a point. Pick us a number.
Okay, let's go number 35.
35. Okay. If you...
What have I done?
Okay. If you add the sum of money that Johnson initially offered Jez to let him sleep with Big Sue's to the amount that he finally gave him in cash, what number do you get? So the indecent proposal plus what he actually paid, you get
half of that. Easy as fuck. Okay. Come on.
So the offer's 530, and then what he gives him, I want to say is... I think it's surprisingly high. I want to say it's something like 380. So what would that be? So 5, 3, 800. So that would be 910. Yeah, 910.
Is the correct.
Oh,
yes. Well done indeed.
That was some impressive mathing.
I knew it was more. I knew the 300. It was more than the 300 that Jeremy had said he could finger her for. I just didn't know how much more.
Such a classy show. Isn't it? Yeah. Such a classy show.
Smashed it.
Okay, so we're on... I'm not keeping tally of how many questions we're doing. Okay, there we go. That makes sense. Okay, so Rob, we're back with you.
Let's go number 3.
Number 3. What dessert does Mark get when he goes out for dinner with Martin and Jackie?
Tiramisu.
It is tiramisu. Is the correct answer.
I'm getting luck of the draw with the questions here, to be fair.
I mean, it really is luck of the draw. They are so randomly sort of peppered throughout. So I think Tom has had a couple of stinkers in there.
I'm on the board.
Keep that ball rolling with this next one.
Okay, let's go number 19.
No, 19. What charade does Dan ask Jeremy to do in seasonal beatings?
Oh, shit. Oh, it's something spake Zarathustra, but I can't remember the first word.
You know, I'm of a mind to give you that.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah, I agree.
You've got the tricky word there. Thus spoke Zarathustra.
Yeah, I give him that. And not just because I can already hear all the listeners at home saying this quizmaster's a prick.
And the other half going, it's a playboy.
Yeah. Good. Well done. Thank you for
your generosity, gents.
We're at 4-2. Back to you, Rob.
Let's go with my age. 29.
Yeah, right. So, Jeremy acknowledges that if he had been tipped for a job at Baths, Bathrooms and Fittings, he and Superhands could have gone under what collective nickname?
Not a clue. I'm not even going to attempt to...
That is great.
Oh, what?
Something's bubbling up.
Is it something to do with chemical toilets? Like Chemical Brothers? Yeah, Chemical Brothers, yeah. Chemical Toilet Brothers?
Yes!
I thought I had
it. Just needed a bit of thinking time.
Tom, I'm sorry, I really thought I had him. Especially when he said, no clue, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah. Clutch victory from the jaws of defeat there. Okay, let's go for 27.
27, my age. Okay. What gym class do Mark and Jez go to only to find that Matt Townsend is also there and pissed off?
It's either karate or judo. I think it's judo. Mark makes some jokes about chopping his wedding cake or something, doing a judo chop. So I'm going to say judo.
You are correct to say judo. It is the correct answer. There we go. So it's 5-3. The
here
gap
we go.
Is closing there.
Kicking on gas now.
Okay, I will go. I don't know what numbers I've picked. I'll go number 48.
48. Let's have a look. Question 48. Alan Johnson's welcome party took place on what floor at JLB?
Oh, piss off, Doug.
That is deliciously cruel.
Is it mentioned? Is the floor mentioned?
It says it on the invitation that Mark gets when personnel have offered happy hats.
This is an audio podcast, but my face is 7th.
Incorrect. Want to have a stab, Tom?
Floor three
would be the correct answer. Yeah. Third floor, but we did establish we're not doing throwovers.
Yeah. So. Obviously, I knew that.
Yeah, obviously. There's when we're doing the live quizzes, we do a video round. There's a scene where you very briefly see Jeremy's mobile phone number on Mark's mobile phone, and we ask them what's Jeremy's mobile phone number.
We had that question at our quiz, and we got. We did. Was it his number or was it somebody else's number that we had to get?
I think it was Jez's. Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't even attempt.
He says it's all gone to shit, and he looks at his phone.
You tell me someone got that in when we were in Liverpool, and the extra prize for that was you giving a big kiss or something. I swear.
Yeah. Well, I very confidently have been saying, oh, if anyone gets this one, I will kiss them on the mouth. Because I think, no, and then I think it was in Brighton, somebody did get it. And it showed me the answer sheet, and it was in pen, it wasn't crossed out. And it was so, yes, I did. And it had to be Brighton, right?
You're an honourable man, Liam. Yeah. Stay when in your word.
So, Tom, we're back with you.
Okay. Number 22.
All the twos, 22. What brand of chocolate was Jeremy trying to retrieve from the fridge only to be blocked by a sobbing Big Mad Andy?
That would be a Twix.
It is a Twix, yeah. Twix is a comedy chocolate bar, I think. It kind of gets mentioned in a lot of programmes, Twix is.
Well, it's mentioned
Love
more than once in... Oh, no, it's that same episode, isn't it, where It's the that's where Dobby says about like who doesn't love Twix.
Mark, yeah. Mark rations the Twix in Quantum.
Yes,
yes, he does. Yeah,
yeah. See, Twix is it's a fun. It's a comedy chocolate bar. It wouldn't work with a Kit Kat. I don't
too many syllables.
You know. Have I given you the score for that? I can't remember.
No, I don't think you did. I don't know. No,
yeah, you're at okay. It's 5-4 after 6 questions each.
There we go. So where are you? Rob, we're back with you.
I'll go number 8.
Number 8. What song does Mark put on when they have a party at the flat? It's one that we've heard before in Peep Show.
When they have a party?
Yeah, the party episode in series 6.
I'm going to go with the Lighthouse Family and... Oh, no. Is it Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader?
Is that your answer?
Is it... Yeah, it is
my answer. I feel like Chris Tarrant, final answer.
Yeah, but I don't think it's right, but yeah.
Okay, the answer is Ocean Drive.
Oh!
My best poker face all the way through.
Yeah, nicely done.
Okay, so nil
point
for that one.
Oh, man.
My chance to go level then, this, after 3-0 down.
If you get this one, this brings you even if you get this next one.
Lovely job. Right, let's go then. Numero 31.
Numero 31. Gerard invites Mark to live-action role play, but where does he say it is?
Oh, no, that's brutal. Oh, no. I feel like Rob asked me this once. And it's... Oh, no. I want to say... I think it might begin with a K or something, but...
Liam, that wasn't much of a poker face.
No, I've not got the video up. Okay, no, is it in Kent?
Yeah, it is in Kent, but we're looking for Chislehurst.
Oh, I'd never have got that.
That wasn't what I was going to say either.
So it's still 5-4 at the moment. Rob, we're back with you.
I will go with Liam's age. A big round 60.
There we go. Yeah. That's a bit of esoteric knowledge about Peep Show, isn't it? And it's sadly true as well. Right, so top of the shop, 60. When Jazz tells Mark that he will one day fall in love, Mark points out that he has been in love before. He doesn't need to have this proven by going to which country to buy someone a fucking cake?
Mozambique.
Zimbabwe.
Oh!
Mozambique is where his soulmate might live.
Mozambique, straight in.
I nearly said it before you'd even finished the question.
yeah, that's where he says... He describes her as his soulmate, and he says, really? Yeah. Like, rather than a village in Mozambique. Unlucky.
Right, so that was a good answer for you, Tom, that one.
Yes. Okay, so to potentially... Oh, no, I got that last one wrong, didn't I? So I still need to go level. Let's go 44.
Name the musician that hires Jez and Hans for Executioner's Bong.
Oh, no. Executioner's Bong.
Oh, throw this one over.
Do I have to get his full name, including his surname?
I've got both names written down, yeah.
Oh. I'm nodding. I'm telling you need to get both names. He's known by both names within the show.
Executioner's Bong... I want to say, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy then. I think it's like a Phil or a Paul or something. It's, no, Pete from the band. Pete. Oh, no.
He's not having it for Pete.
I don't think I'm going to get the surname. Yeah, well, I've got his Pete.
Tom, you'll kick yourself because it's in fact where you went to uni and it's Pete Preston.
It is Pete Preston.
Ouch.
What's great is what nobody can see at home is the video when one of you doesn't get it and the other one just goes really excited face. And really funny to watch.
What people also don't notice is that because it's an audio podcast, is that I have got Liam's beautiful face in the background as my as my Zoom background.
You're basically my nose. It's really unnerving.
Support for podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels, and Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0, all across Europe. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code PEEP at manscaped.com. So why do you need Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0? Well, we've all got our own nightmare grooming stories about shaving our nether regions. Whether it's nicks, cuts and grazes, or an unfortunate tale involving hair removal cream, it can seem like you're always a moment away from disaster. Not with the Lawnmower 4.0. After using it myself, it really does make a massive difference. It's quick, easy to use, and most importantly, I felt safe while using it. With the Lawnmower 4.0, Manscaped have engineered the ultimate groin trimmer, with their advanced skin-safe technology making you confident to shave your boys. So, if you're like Mark and are worried about your testicles looking abnormal, the Lawnmower 4.0 can give you the confidence to do something about it and make your balls feel like $1 million. So go on, start shaving your testicles like it's the most natural thing in the world, and get 20% off and free shipping with the code PEEP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code PEEP. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Okay, Rob, we're coming back to you for the next question. It's still at 5-4 at the moment.
I've lost track of what numbers I've said, so I'm going to go 57.
57. If you've said it, I'll let you know, because I'm sort of ticking them off as we go. So 57 we haven't had. When he went drunk shopping in Series 3, Jeremy had coupons for which item?
It's the Pringles. I don't need what flavour, presumably.
Barbecue is the flavour, but we just needed Pringles. That's fine. There we go. So that is...
I'm finally back on the scoreboard after getting three wrong in a row.
Three on the bounce. Right, Tom.
Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Superhands gives Nancy a ride to Mark and Sophie's wedding on whose moped?
Chemical Kev
is the correct answer.
Wow, son.
Boom!
It's a big one.
There we go. Right. That sounds like fighting talk to me, Rob. What are you coming back with?
Let's go 11.
11. When Mark gets tickets for a talk on World War II love letters, he buys all of the remaining tickets and burns all but two of them so that Angus cannot attend. How many does he buy in total?
Sounds a bit like a maths question.
Can you repeat the question, please, Liam?
I can, yeah. If a train left Leicester Station doing personal... when Mark gets tickets for a talk on World War II love letters, he buys all of the remaining tickets and burns all but two of them so Angus cannot attend. So how many does he buy in total?
Did he buy 12?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm telling you.
You're telling me incorrectly. He bought eight.
Eight. Burnt the other six.
Yeah.
Burns the other six. Right, okay, here's a chance to close that gap and draw even, Tom.
Okay, let's go number 30, straight down in the middle.
30, where are we? There we go, 30. Who was Mark's main rival in the interview for baths, bathrooms and fittings?
Oh, no. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I want to say Hugh.
Go with that feeling, because that's the correct answer. To draw, it's now... 6-6.
There's a very knowing nod from Doug when one of us says the right answer. I don't know whether it's a knowing nod or whether
we won't accept anything else. That's the thing.
I don't know whether it's a knowing nod or whether it's a oh shit, I should have come up with a harder question.
Well, that's good. I mean, if it doesn't confirm anything, that's what I'm going for. Maybe I should turn my screen off for a bit.
No, you're all right.
Just practice your poker face a bit more, you know, or do the thing where you pretend to freak. That freaks people out.
Right.
Okay, so Rob, we're back with you. It's even. It's 6 all at the moment.
I feel like the pressure's on now. I'll go 44.
We've had that one.
I'll go with 43 then.
43. What birthday does Jeremy celebrate in the final episode of Peep Show?
It's his 40th.
It is his 40th birthday.
Mm. Bloody hell. Tom levels, and then a question comes out.
Rob the Shark is in business.
Right, what should I pick? 13. Unlucky for Sam, hopefully not for me.
In the episode Big Mad Andy, when Mark is frustrated that they have the only carpenter in Britain with a therapist, Jeremy points out that Mark thinks therapy is only for himself, Tony Soprano, and which TV presenter?
Oh, no.
There's a whole lot of things going
on. Stunned silence, yeah.
Yeah, it's very visual what's happening at the moment, which is not great for a podcast, obviously.
I really don't know. I'm going to have to take a stab at it. They talk about Paxman quite a bit, so I'm going to go Paxman.
No, it's not Paxman. It's in a different league to Paxman. It's Jamie Theakston.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Ah,
Jamie Theakston.
Tom, if it makes you feel any better, I jezzed that question because it's not the episode of Big Mad Andy, is it?
It's just Shrooming, from the meeting.
Yeah,
I think it's Shrooming actually.
Shrooming,
yeah. Shrooming, and he does that line. But I don't think that's why you didn't get it. No,
I agree. Yeah,
I think you didn't get it because it's a really horrible question. Okay, Robert, we are back with you.
Let's go number 25.
When Jeff suggests that the planning department gets added to Project Zeus Megamix, what insult does Mark call him?
All I've got in my head is jizzcock, and I know that's not right. What a weird thing to say. I never thought I'd be saying that.
Yeah, is that just generally or just at the moment? Is that... Yeah.
Oh, my God. If adding two departments is a nightmare. Fuckhead? I don't know.
None taken. No, dickpole. We're after.
Dickpole.
Did you know
what
that
a great insult. I didn't, no.
Makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I'll take that. Let's go number 39.
39.
The big 39.
Did you find it? In which episode does Mark say the line, "Yeah, I'm Trump in my dirty wiggy tower"? I think Rob may know this. He's doing
no,
the dance.
I've got a feeling. I want to say it's when he and Dobby have their, I don't know what to call it, experience together in the stationery cupboard, which is in Spin. Spin War. So I'm going to go with Spin War.
Okay, no, the episode is, Rob, the episode is?
It is Mark's Women. He does it when he's...
It is Mark's Women.
When he kisses Sophie, when they're both pissed, when they go to annul the hell out of their
marriage. Yes, you're right. Ah.
Yeah, and again, for people listening, what you can't see is Rob's little victory dance. I'm now imitating, and you can't see that either, but it's very good. Okay, so Rob, we are back with you.
Okay, let's go number 10. I don't think we've had 10.
Number 10 we've not had?
Yeah.
What was the name of the original bongo player in Man Feelings?
Wow. Doug, man. Come on.
We only want a forename here, by the way. We don't know his surname. In Man
Feelings. Only because I never found out.
No, surname. I think you don't.
I've tried. I've analysed that episode to shit and I just can't.
I've got no idea. Steve.
Steve, I'm looking. There's no victory dance from Tom, no. So I don't think he knows either. Denton.
Oh, Yeah, Denton. I don't know.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, Denton.
Why would you know that? Right, Tom. To draw level.
Number four.
When Mark gets called a lap dancer by Big Sue's, he gives her a different name. What is it?
Oh, right.
So he doesn't want to use his own name to the lap dancer, so he makes the name up.
Someone on the show, I think. But is it... Gerard is in the club as well. And I think Jeff is as well, actually. So that's those two that you probably wouldn't give. When actually I thought that would be it. Oh, look at Rob.
Rob's doing the victory dance again, everyone.
I could be completely wrong, but I think I know it.
Johnson's there. I'm not wondering who on earth... It'd only be Jeremy.
Keep going down the track you're on, though, Tom.
I don't know if that's just a red herring.
Is he double bluffing? Is he triple bluffing? We don't know.
He's in my head now, rent free. Gerard's there, Jeff's there.
There's got to be a time limit on these, come on.
This is brutal.
I'm going to be in rehearsals at 7 tomorrow night.
God, no. Simon.
Simon, no, the answer we're looking for, Rob, is?
Martin.
There we go.
Martin.
I think he starts to say Mark, doesn't he?
Yeah,
that makes sense. Damn.
Okay Rob, I will go ahead. I'm really struggling to remember what numbers I've done. Have I done 23? Let's go 23.
We've not had. Okay, so 23. After Ray's funeral... Sophie very kindly and sensitively points out how wrapped up we can all be in the nonsense of life. Mark responds to this by suggesting he buys what?
An Xbox.
It is an Xbox.
That's a huge answer.
86.
86. Ooh. Yeah. How many have we got left?
Doug, how many have we got left?
Rob's got one more. Tom, you've got two more. And then if Rob gets his next one wrong and you get these two right, then we'll have to do a tiebreaker.
Ooh, okay.
So no pressure.
This is it. This is sudden death territory, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
hang on. If Tom gets this wrong, I've won.
Yes.
So,
no pressure.
Yeah. Once again, in your head, rent free. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Who knew Rob was such a player?
Let's go 51.
51. Okay.
Oh, God.
In the last episode of Series 8, Mark tries to convince Dobby that Jeremy is what percentage gay?
Oh, come on, Tom.
Well, have you guys discussed that?
Let me just... Hold on. I've immediately came to mind is... was 80%.
Liam, poker face man, come on.
He can't see me. He can't. He hasn't got his video on.
Yeah, 80% is what came to mind, because I know he doesn't want to go too, he doesn't want to go full 100. He thinks he's being clever that way. So yeah, 80%.
Is the correct answer. I did nod, but he can't. He's not got his.
He's turned his,
He said earlier on, I've got my video.
Let me see that beautiful face of yours, Liam. Come on, don't be shy.
There we go. I'm back. There we go.
I got it, Rob. Relax. It's fine. It's all totally rainbow rhythms.
Okay, so it's 8-7. You need to get this next one right. No pressure, you know.
Okay, number 36.
Number 36. We have not had. Okay. When playing the bands out of the hat game, Dobby and Simon's round ends when she uses a proper band name as part of her clue. Which band is it?
That's a savage question.
Talking Heads?
It is Talking Heads.
Yes. Oh, my word. That is unbelievable, Rob. That's worthy of winning.
I couldn't remember whether that was one that he Jez and Hans then had, or whether it was theirs. But yeah, had.
Did she say something like "poor man's talking heads" or something?
Yeah. Poor man's talking heads. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's huge.
Wow. I mean, Tom, do you want to go for a consolation goal and do your 15th question?
Absolutely. Yeah, because then I'll only be one behind. Hopefully, that's okay.
Pick a number.
Relax now.
Have we had number 8?
We have had number 8.
Okay, let's go number 11.
Yeah, I've had that.
We've had number 11 as well. Okay. Yeah.
Number 32.
32. We've not had. Okay. When Mark and Jez break into Superhand's flat in Series 9, what does Mark say he will use as his alibi?
Popped in to borrow an umbrella.
Is the correct answer. Borrowing a brolly is actually...
Borrowing a brolly.
Let's not quibble.
Final score then. Tom with 8, Rob with 9.
Oh. Well done.
Couldn't have been closer. Really couldn't have been closer, could it?
That is a solid performance.
I felt very confident after that first, like, I got the first 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Like I tripped and stumbled out of the block, something spectacular with 0 for 3.
I feel like there's some bit of redemption after the last time.
Yeah, I quite like the sort of random format, though, the kind of randomization. Mm.
Yeah.
There are easy ones and difficult ones, and you don't know what you're getting, what series it is. So I quite like that. That format.
That was the idea, because I think if we take it in turns with them, then there'll be lots of bickering over who's getting harder questions. But and also there was a few that I thought he's never going to get it at all. And you did. You pulled out of the bag. So there we go.
Doug, which would you say, I don't know if you probably can't remember them, but what is the most difficult question you think in this quiz?
I'm going to have to just have a look at it. I mean... There's so many in there. Pete Preston, you did well just to get Pete. I think Pete Preston was pushing it. Firelighters, one of you got really early on, pulled that out of the bag, and that was one when there was a bit of a dilemma. Remembering, I think Tom, it was you. Was it? You remembered Hugh was his rival?
Yeah.
And just there were some easy ones. You know, question 34 was how many Narn are considered insane. Oh. So you make your own luck in this quiz.
Yeah.
I think the ones that we struggled with last time were where you had to add up like the number of Narn that is insane versus the number of people that should have been at the dinner party. You add divide by the number of
how many people were on the creamy elephant.
Yeah, to be fair, we got that question right at the Dobby Club quiz.
Yeah, the cream.
On the video one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very controversial, that one. It's very controversial. There's two people for most of the seat, and then Jeremy sits down right at the end.
We wrote 2, and then I was like, Tom, Jeremy definitely comes in. Does he sit down? Does he sit down?
Yeah,
we were debating for ages. Yeah.
Wow. What a performance. What a fun way to spend a dark and cold Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and fair play. That talking heads answer is definitely sort of, winning worthy, I think. That was a top.
I had them or Flaming Lips. Those were the two that I was like, but does Flaming Lips get referenced within that game?
I think they do, yeah. I think it's one of Superhands is, and I think he just called them arsehole or something. No, that's LCD Sound System.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rewatch that later. If you're listening and you know the answer, well done, because
we don't.
Cool. Well,
it was pleasingly close, though, from you two.
It was. Yeah. I was very worried, at the beginning when Rob, stormed to that 3-0 lead. I thought, I'm just going to embarrass myself here. So I'm glad I managed to at least kind of prevent it from being some sort of, demolition job. But well done, Rob. Very good performance there with 9.
He said through gritted teeth.
Yeah.
Well done, Rob.
He's not going to talk to me for a week now.
Hey, do you guys have a forfeit? Has he got to buy a couple of pints or something?
Yes.
We didn't, actually.
We should have done that. We should have put something on the line.
We should have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have had to have streaked naked on an audio-only podcast, and that would have...
That's it.
Well, thank you very much, fellas, for putting that together. Doug, for working hard on creating a lot of questions, and for Liam for doing your quizmaster hosting duties very, very well as well.
No problem. So always fun talking to you guys. Not Doug, obviously, he's a prick, but you two are lovely.
Do you? I know you guys have got some quizzes coming up. This will be out in a couple of weeks, so do you want to shout out any sort of dates in the run-up to Christmas or the New Year? I don't know how, if you're taking a break over that period.
I'm just getting my calendar up here.
I was going to say, for the benefit of recording, me and Liam are both checking our phones, because there's a lot going on next month. Quizzing still seems to be really big. I thought after the lockdowns, maybe people would be pretty bored of it, but they've gone really well. I'm doing a few others. I'm actually hosting a friend's one in an hour's time after this recording. I wasn't meant to be, but our host has dropped out because of the snow. And I'm not a Friends fan, so that's going to be interesting.
Ooh.
I know I'm going to get heckled.
I am, so I'd quite enjoy that quiz, to be fair.
Right. I know the weather's bad, mate, but get up to Sheffield in an hour. I will sort you out all the beer you could want.
Hang on, there we go. In terms of what we've got coming up, I'm doing, Giles and I are doing the Amish Moms in London on the 18th. And on the 14th, Tuesday the 14th, there's a peep show quiz at Brixton Jam with the fantastic Neil Fitzmaurice. Jeff, as in Jeff, as hosting in Jeff. That one.
So, very cool.
Well, depending on when we release that, we'll release this quiz, will depend on whether Jeff has already done his quiz or not.
Yes,
It will definitely be before the 8th. We'll definitely release it before the 18th. So if you're listening to this any time before the 18th, get yourself down to the Amish Arms for that one. And if you are listening to it before the 14th, if we decide to release it earlier, then obviously get down for the big Jeff quiz on the 14th.
Yeah.
We've got a second date with Jeff on the 15th as well. I don't know if that one's sold out. The 14th has done. So that's three different sets of quiz questions in a week. No cheating.
Wow. It's a lot of work. And then does that wrap things up for the year for you guys?
That does for this year. And then we've got sort of other things in the pipeline, some different things coming up in the new year, including the launch of Dobby Club's Peep Show themed beer.
I've seen that on Instagram. I'm looking forward to trying some of that.
Yeah, so that I think that's happening. It was meant to happen this week, but it's now, I think, happening in January. So watch this space.
Absolutely, yeah. So go and follow, Dobby Club on Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. Or go on their website as well if you want tickets, dates, and all things like that, and follow these lovely gentlemen on their socials as well. Do you want to shout out your Twitter handles or Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as @BigMadAndy, so come and say hi.
I don't know why you would, but if you're interested, I'm on Twitter as Doug Simpson, but with an extra G and an extra N, I think it is. Why not? I make some solid memes on there.
Go check them out. Give them both a follow.
And if you want to follow Dobby Club, which is obviously where both of these guys have sort of come from, it's at Dobby Club 06, isn't it?
It is. That's it. At Dobby Club 06.
Yeah. Bonus points for getting why it's Dobby Club 06.
The famous Corfu pictures.
Corfu.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just a massive shout out to you guys. Like, this is I had a joke actually that was like I tried to get in early that I didn't get a chance to get in with Tom, where I was like, we haven't done a quiz. We've done quizzes the whole way through, like our little ones, and then we haven't done a big quiz like this the entire way through, and then we've done like two in the space of a month. So I'm hoping people have enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed doing the quizzes. But I was to Tom, I was like, your chain quizzing. That's two in the past 6 weeks.
What's nicer than a quiz? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone loves a good quiz, and thought it would be quite a fitting way, seeing as we've kind of finished, the show now, or at least, reviewing all the episodes. So to have a quiz that kind of spans the entire series, like questions from, from 1 to 9, seemed like quite a fitting sort of one of our finales. So yeah, thank you very much again for putting that together. That was really cool.
Hey, thank you guys as well. And, you know, brilliant performance from both. Yeah. Kept it, took it right to the wire, didn't you?
Competitive, at least, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and well done to Rob, I guess.
I'm looking at you from my ivory tower.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, we've got plans for two more episodes. We've got our, but this will probably be the last for 2021. So yeah, I guess a Merry Christmas from us at Podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs. And then in the new year, we're thinking there's going to have two episodes, which we've talked about quite a bit. So we've got our Women of Peep Show, where we've rounded up some of our lovely female patrons who are going to come on and discuss kind of, you know, Peep Show from a female perspective and some of the, you know, the big female characters. And then to round things off, we're going to do a rewind where we're going to go all the way back to series one, episode one, have a little bit of a watch along and just kind of look back, seeing as we've done all, you know, series one to nine, and we're just going to come full circle and talk about the pilot again. And then I think, barring anything strange happening, that will bring us to the very, very end.
Yeah.
So look forward to those. We'll, on all the socials and things, I don't know whether, Rob, you want to kind of shout those out, but we'll kind of announce like proper dates for those sort of over the festive period.
Yeah, so if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Podcast Pharaohs, on Instagram at Podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs, and Facebook just by searching for Podcast Secrets of the Pharaohs. If you want to go the old-fashioned way, which more people seem to be, we do seem to pick
they
up
do.
A fair few
I
emails.
Love it.
And some really surreal emails. Like I won't share the one like whilst we're recording that we got this week, but it was quite cool. It's podcastsecretsoftheferos@gmail.com. For any other things you want to chat. And Olivia Coleman, if you're listening and you've changed your mind about wanting to come on the podcast, then
one last roll of the dice,
then give us a shout.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of Olivia. Everybody else has been on. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. I know, right? All the cool kids have been on.
Well, Liam tried that with Neil Fitzmaurice, but he wasn't interested, so
no, sadly not.
In another life, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. All right, well, that kind of brings us to the end then. So, yeah, one last time, thank you very much, gents. And we will, yeah, we'll see you probably in the new year.
Lovely. Happy Christmas, Mark, everyone.
Yeah, Merry
Ding
Christmas.
Ding dong, Merrily Mark.
And, guys, well, if we don't join you again, thanks. I'm sure Liam would agree. Thanks for the podcast. Thanks for everything you've done over the last two, three years, I think it is.
Yeah.
Especially during that 18 months that we don't talk about.
Yeah,
It's been the best thing we could have had. So yeah, well done. Well done on all the guests you got on, and well done, Rob, again tonight. Smashed it.
I'm cheering. I appreciate for those that. Can't see me.
Well, and you know, part of that goes down to, like, you know, people like you who come on and join us and kind of make these kind of special episodes, which I think add a bit of variety to the podcast. So yeah, shout out to you guys as well. But thank you very much.
Cool.
All right. Thanks very much, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.